Generating ideas for content creation is one of the biggest hangups and headaches that I hear about. And so let's talk a little bit about this. How to generate ideas for content. Don't fall into the trap of thinking you will need to get ideas out of nowhere. You don't. The more you read, the more your brain will interlink different concepts and the more idea, and that results in the more ideas that you're going to get coming into your head. So what you do is you subscribe to high-value email lists, blogs, YouTube videos, social media groups, fan pages, forums. It just get a never-ending source of content for you to digest and capture the ideas, right? Or you're going to forget them. So whenever you get an idea, jot it down in your head. And your goal needs to be to get some sort of an idea bank of sorts that you can just tap into whenever you want. So at any point, you can just tap into this little idea bank that you've built up in your head, and then that way you have a never-ending kind of supply, so to speak, of content. So how to build this kind of idea bank that we're talking about? It's a little tricky, but it doesn't have to be difficult. These can be ideas inspired by the problems faced by your target audience, right? All the troubles, pains, everything. And then also, they can be ideas inspired by your products and services, how it helps your customers, that kind of thing. So they can also be inspired by popular industry content. So you can almost, and we're not saying rip off content, but we're just saying kind of take their ideas and just say, you know what, that's a great idea. That's a really great piece of content. I'm going to repurpose that in a much different way towards my industry. They can also be inspired by competitors' content, or they can be inspired by books, magazines, and websites that you just kind of hang out on and check out regularly.